Everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Mishpatim. And in this week's parasha, we have a very, very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, Midevar Sheker Tirchak. You should distance yourself from speaking falsely, from lying. And the question is, why does the Torah word this pasuk in such a way? We know that Hashem's Torah is so specific. Every single letter, every single word, there is so much thought put into every single letter in the Torah. There is not an extra word in the Torah at all. And so every single word put in there has so much behind it. So why is the Torah worded in a way that you should distance yourself from lying? Why doesn't the Torah just tell you, black and white, you should not lie? And I think if we look inside, we can understand actually a very beautiful message. Generally speaking, the Torah talks in do's and don'ts. Especially in this week's parasha, Parashat Mishpatim, we have many different do's, many different don'ts. You should do this. These are mitzvot, positive commandments you should do. And these are negative commandments that you should not do. When it comes to the command of, or a pasuk of not lying, it's not a do or don't. It's like, don't even come close to thinking about lying. Distance yourself so far from it that you don't even get close. And I think this idea is so important because many people are very lax in how they speak, and very lax in saying white lies and not being careful about lying. And I think it's so important for a person to always be honest and truthful. I'm going to tell you a personal story. I went to the bank and I was depositing a check into the bank. And I had given a few checks to deposit, and the woman came back with a receipt. So I looked at the receipt and I know the checks that I gave all ended in zeros. There was no cents. It was all dollars. So she came back with the receipt and I see the receipt ends in 90 cents. That was the amount that was deposited. It was X amount of dollars, 90 cents. So I look at the receipt and I relook at it and I'm like, I recounted. And I look at my checks that I had counted on my spreadsheet and I said, this doesn't make sense. I had given an exact amount of dollars with checks. How is it possible that there's 90 cents here? So I look at the woman, I say, I see there's an extra 90 cents over here. But I didn't give any coins. And she's looking at me and she's like, first of all, she's thinking, and the way she responded to me, she was thinking, why are you even bringing this up? Not even a dollar. Just go home. But she looked at me and she said, you know what? It actually makes sense what you're saying. You didn't give me any coins. On the checks that you gave, they all ended in zeros. I looked at them. This is what she told me. So she went back behind the counter. She spoke to the person who deposited the checks. And she realized that there was a mistake. The bank had made a mistake. So they redid this system, they redeposited the checks correctly, and they took down the 90 cents. They came back to me, and the woman said, thank you so much for telling us. And I said to her something the following, and this following thing I said is the main key message. I said, of course, why would I want to have money in my bank that's not mine? Why would I want to have something that's not mine? I want my bank to be only my money. She looked at me with eyes of Kiddush Hashem. And it made me so happy that Hashem gave me the opportunity, the gift, the blessing that I was able to sanctify His name in this world. This is the exact meaning of this pasuk. Distance yourself so far from lying that you never even want something that does not belong to you to be with you. May we all, B'ezrat Hashem, follow in this lesson, believe in this lesson, and let's live this lesson to always try to be honest, true people, and people who are amiti, people who are following in the ways of Hashem out of truth and honesty. And may Hashem always bless us for 120 years. Shabbat Shalom.